Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Trevor Woods here from SB Nation's Maize and Brew with another edition of Getting to Know the Opponent. Michigan's Week 3 opponent is the Northern Illinois Huskies, a team that upset Georgia Tech 22-21 in Week 1, and then a high-scoring affair last week in which they lost to Wyoming 50-43, but the Northern Illinois team is a team that Jim Harbaugh says is on the up and up offensively and defensively. And they have some familiar names from head coach to quarterback. And I'm joined today by Andy Garcia. You can find Andy on Twitter at A. Garcia in Sports. Andy is the Northern Illinois football sideline reporter and has some other things in his resume. At ESPN3, Westwood One Sports, Northern Illinois Women's Basketball. Andy's everywhere. How are you doing today, Andy?
Good, Trevor. Yeah, I love the, you know, when you get into sports, you try to do as much as you can, man. So I enjoy my stuff with NIU, and it's been fun, man, to think, like, after this game, like, after three games, we'll be a quarter of a way through a season. That's how fast it goes, Trevor. It's crazy.
It really is crazy, and how's the season been for you and for Northern Illinois? You have a good view on the sidelines. You know what's going on positively, negatively perhaps, but how is the team trending this year? What have you seen? What have you liked?
Yeah, Trevor, I think like you said, what Jim Harbaugh said, that this team is on the up and up is true. You know, they had six games last year, only got six with the COVID, but a lot of players got into those games that were really young. Like even this year, Trevor, you look at the roster, there are 87, and I put my air quotes up, freshmen. 44 of those are true incoming freshmen, but 34 of those were COVID freshmen. They got into the games last year, and then they have 10 redshirt freshmen. So it's a team that's young, but it's a team that's had some experience. They got in some of those games last year, and that's what helped get into what week one was with the win against Georgia Tech. NIU got the early lead against the Yellow Jackets. Georgia Tech came back to get the lead in the fourth, but then NIU came back in a nice scoring drive and then finished it off with a two-point conversion to get the win. So I feel like NIU feels like they're playing well. They lost at Wyoming, or they lost at home to Wyoming last week, but they had the nice comeback. They were down by 26, able to take the lead, not able to get the win. But I feel like they feel that they're up and up team. They've got a lot of weapons. They're young, but that's some young experience that they got last year in the 2020 season.
Yeah. Now, one player that does have experience and some ups and downs to his career, but a guy who beat Michigan nonetheless in a pandemic season in 2020, former Michigan State starter Rocky Lombardi, who's now with Northern Illinois. Lombardi, a year ago, threw for 323 yards and three touchdowns in the win for Michigan State over Michigan. Lombardi put on an aerial assault, and one of the better games of Lombardi's career. Definitely a guy who is mobile, likes to stretch the field with his arm. However, as you've already seen this year, does throw some interceptions. Just curious your scouting report of Lombardi and what you've seen to this point.
He's brought him some leadership. He's a captain on the squad. It didn't take long to show his leadership on the team. You mentioned his mobility. That brings something to what this NIU offense wants to run. They want that dual threat type of quarterback to go with their run game. Yes, he has some interceptions early here, but two of them were tipped last week. So we're tipped, two of those were tipped balls against Wyoming. One really costly. One was in the red zone as NIU was trying to score. But yes, for NIU, he brings in some leadership. He can throw a pinpoint ball, though. He's really good with the receivers there. They're getting a good rapport. He's been able to have that relationship with the receivers, but it's with what NIU's trying to do. They want their quarterback to go make plays, but most importantly, you can't turn the ball over in the first two games. You can't turn the ball over in this NIU defense or this NIU offense. Got to keep the ball in possession. So, no, Rocky's brought leadership. He's brought some of that, just an upperclassman a little bit that knows, that's played in big games, like you mentioned. It's helped this offense kind of just be stable and know you got a quarterback that you can count on.
Okay, and who are some of the weapons that Lombardi has at his disposal? Jim Harbaugh mentioned the running back situation at NIU as a strong one. Could you talk about that and just the receiving core in general?
Yeah, so the running back room is packed. And by all means, it's a really good running back core, led by Harrison Whaley. He's third in the nation through two games with rushing yards per game, almost 162 rushing yards a game. And those are legit two games he played against, Trevor. He played against Georgia Tech and Wyoming. And he has explosive speed. He can get to the outside, and he's got that speed to take it to the house no matter where on the field. He's got that type of speed that if he breaks a couple tackles or gets through the hole, he's going. And that's going to help NIU. So you've got Harrison Whaley, the receivers, Tyrese Ritchie, a senior wide receiver, big-time receiver, makes the big catches. He made the big two-point catch, trying to twist back to make the catch in the end zone against Georgia Tech for the two-point conversion to get NIU the win there. Tyrese Ritchie, Michigan fans are going to have to see where he is on the field because Lombardi's going to look for Ritchie, number three. You also have Cole Tucker, number 15 for NIU, a third down receiver. If it comes down to third down or whatever for NIU, Lombardi's going to be looking for Tucker. He finds holes in zones. He finds himself being able to get open when the Huskies need a catch. So Cole Tucker would be one of those receivers. And Trayvon Rudolph, kickoff returner, punt returner, but also a wide receiver that also had a nice 40-yard touchdown catch last week against Wyoming. He's got speed. He's got agility. So, yeah, NIU's got some weapons. They come into this game with guys that got some speed that can take it to the house and know how to get open. So I think that's what helps NIU in this game. It's something NIU didn't have as much last year, Trevor, in those six games. They developed that, and I feel like right now NIU's got some weapons that can hurt Michigan, that Michigan's got to keep their eye on.
Now, Michigan, offensively, they've ran the ball in abundance through the first 2 weeks of the season. I believe only Army and Navy have rushed the ball more. My question to you is, how has NIU done so far through 2 weeks stopping the run? And is this a potential area of concern for the Huskies?
Yeah, it's the advantage that Michigan will have on Saturday, Trevor. NIU's defense has had problems in the first two games stopping the run. Running backs being able to break tackles or get to the outside, and that's something that NIU head coach Thomas Hammack has mentioned this week in some of the press conferences. They've got a gang tackle. They can't, they've got to wrap up. You can't give Michigan, yards after first contact. You've got to be able to take them down because opponents have gone against NIU's defense and tried to run the ball, and they've had success. So it's the number one key for me this week is first things first. You've got to try to slow down that Michigan run game. because then you've got to make Michigan throw the ball with McNamara. You've got to get it in his hand, because if Michigan's able to do what they've done in the first two games, it'll be a long day for NIU.
Okay, and how about the pass defense? Last week, obviously, 50 points were given up. How much was that because they couldn't stop the run, and how much of that was because Wyoming passing attack had some progress?
Yeah, no, I think Wyoming was able to find some holes in the defense. NIU did lose one of their main safeties in Devin Lafayette in the first game against Georgia Tech. He's out with a leg injury for the rest of the season, so NIU's had to kind of show their depth out there in the secondary. But no, I think the first couple of games, both Georgia Tech and Wyoming have just found some holes in the NIU defense. I don't think it's been tackling or anything like that. It's just that Huskies have given them a little bit of space, and the opponents have been able to make some catches. So, yeah, it's something, again, that NIU's talked about, where, you know, got to stay on the receivers. You know, hopefully the pass rush will help that for NIU. That's one thing NIU's got to step up in this game, Trevor, against Michigan, is NIU's got to get somewhat of a pass rush to not give McNamara enough time to find any weapon he wants. That'll help the secondary. But if you give any offense enough time, they're going to find some open receivers. I think that's what has happened in NIU's defense so far.
Well, look, Northern Illinois, they've had a couple big matchups already, as you've alluded to. You know, Georgia Tech, that's a big game. That's a big program in a big conference. They won it. Wyoming, they've had some good NFL talent through the years. No more person glaring than Josh Allen currently. In recent memory, anyway, Buffalo Bills quarterback. But Michigan, there's going to be 110,000 people. Obviously, one of the blue blood programs. How are people treating it in Northern Illinois right now? The fan base, the players, just what is the overall vibe?
Yeah, I think NIU sees this as an opportunity. I think they see it as an opportunity to be on Big Ten Network and to show off, you know, maybe a little bit of Mac. Because like you said, they've gone a bit of a hostile environment going down to Atlanta, Georgia Tech. It was loud down there. You know, when Georgia Tech made the comeback, it was loud. But NIU showed some toughness coming back to get that win. Is it anything like 109, 110,000 in Michigan Stadium? Absolutely not. And you're always going to be enamored with that for the first couple of minutes. But I think that kind of goes away too, Trevor, once you get hit in the mouth, right? You're enamored with the big stadium until Michigan hits you or NIU hits you, and it's just another game. But I think NIU's got to keep it close at the beginning. Huskies have to start out fast. They have to come out and have a good start. You can't let Michigan get that run game going. The Huskies on offense have to make some plays. Hopefully Harrison Whaley, if you're an NIU fan, can get going early, have some yards. You know, hopefully NIU can get a couple scores. But I think NIU's like, listen, Big Ten country, they've had some wins against Purdue, Northwestern, Iowa. So NIU's had wins against the Big Ten, so I don't think it's anything about that. But anytime you have a chance to take on a ranked team, now that Michigan's ranked 25th, I think that's also big for NIU. Again, the Huskies know this is a big challenge. Michigan's playing well. They've had two good games to start out. I think NIU knows they have to have a good start to try to make this a four-quarter game when you go on the road. But I think getting that win in Georgia Tech was kind of big. To go and do that already this year, again, different type of animal in Michigan, but at least they have some type of experience to grow on. You can at least look back a little bit if something starts to go wrong up in Ann Arbor on Saturday.
Yeah, well said. And you know, a couple weeks into the season, just how Northern Illinois has battled in wins and losses to this point makes this matchup all the more interesting. Heading into the year, this is one I circled as, you know, going to be a blowout. And it still could be, but Northern Illinois, just the way they played, and just Jim Harbaugh's comments. Sometimes it's coach speak, right? Coaches always do that. But I think some respect needs to be given to Northern Illinois, and that's what we're seeing.
No, and I think Coach Hammack having close family relationships with both Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh. Coach Hammack coached with John Harbaugh in Baltimore for a couple of years as a running backs coach. So Coach Hammack feels like they know a little bit of what Michigan may run. Now there's whole different coordinators than in the past with Michigan now with Jim Harbaugh. But I think Coach Hammack know a little bit of the family, a little bit of the relationship. It makes it for another nice storyline going into Saturday.
Well, hey, Andy Garcia, thank you so much for your time. Once again, you can find Andy on Twitter at @AGarciaInSports. Andy, I will see you in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Have a safe trip there, and take care. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Trevor. I'll see you on Saturday.